Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of my favorite TV show, Friends. And I've got some other friends to join. It's now their favorite TV show, Vanessa.
Hey guys, I'm Vanessa Martinez, and I'm the newbie who started watching during quarantine, and here we are, 89 episodes in.
Hey, yes, and I'm Jason, and I've enjoyed rewatching and getting refamiliarized with the whole show, and I actually think this is a very good episode.
Yes, it's a very good episode.
Vanessa doesn't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it wasn't on my top to watch list. Yeah, I do think Rachel did great on this, but I feel like this episode focused on that and had little, you know, other little storylines like Phoebe Grave That was it. And then the whole Emily is leaving USA, but it was mainly focused on Rachel. Like, it was good, but I don't think it was my favorite.
Yes. So the episode she's talking about is the 89th episode, the one with the fake party, and it premiered March 19th, 1998. 23.1 million views. Vanessa, want to give us a quick overview since you kind of touched upon it already?
So the friends have a fake goodbye party for Emily. Phoebe is craving meat during her pregnancy. Rachel tries to seduce Josh by dressing up in her old cheer uniform. And we find out if Ross and Emily's relationship is coming to a close as she gets ready for her return to London.
Okay, so you didn't like it because?
I don't know. I just felt like, I guess because we just saw the whole time Rachel chasing Joshua. It was like the whole time. And I get it. This was her first time going after a guy. But I feel like the other storylines needed to be thrown in there more. But again, how much could you throw in that Phoebe's craving meat? You know, and how much can you throw in that Emily is leaving the USA? So I don't know. Just to me, it was a good episode, like, but not my top.
I thought Jennifer Aniston's really coming into her own in this episode. I feel like she's really putting herself out there more and exploring more of the physical and I feel like she just really is. This is her best performance. I feel like she's trying new things. She's just experimenting more. And the Phoebe craving thing is perfect and genius that they came up with this, that she's craving meat, and not only just craving meat, but like carnivorous. it's perfect because it's taking that whole, you know, pregnancy cravings to the crazy level of, you know, they probably sat around and go, what can we ever crave? What would be great if she craved? And then somebody said, meat.
Yes.
I don't think that's really a typical craving, is it?
Yeah,
I don't know. I know my cousin had a food aversion to raw meat.
Yes,
but yeah, I don't know if like she was craving meat.
Oh, my friend had an aversion to sushi. I used to go to sushi with her so much. Like let's grab sushi. We'd fill up and we'd fill up the whole table. And when she got pregnant, she couldn't eat it. And then of course you're not supposed to. And then afterwards, like usually it's like the first thing you're gonna go is like go for sushi, you know, after you have a baby. And she's like, I can't even eat it anymore now. And I'm like, what?
One of my first friends who got pregnant, we were in a Mexican restaurant and the waitress brought a tray of fajitas by us, just walked by us, and she ran to the bathroom and threw up.
Oh no!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! That's extreme.
Yeah. So that smell of cooking meat.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the opposite, obviously the opposite of Phoebe. Yeah. She's just, I love the deal that Joey's so sweet in this too. And he's so supportive. He makes the deal that he's not going to eat meat because that way it won't, you know, kill any more cows or any more.
Yeah.
It'll be like her not eating meat. I think it's so sweet.
It is sweet. Yeah. He's always giving and doing something for one of the friends. But I don't think it's going to last long.
Yeah, well, I do love at the end. He goes, now, if a cow just died from, like, natural causes, that wouldn't be like, you know, that would be okay for me to eat. And she goes, not if I get there first.
That's true. That's true. It's funny. It is cute how they threw that in. So, but I think that, Jason, you're taking the view of like the artistic effort by, you know, the real life person playing Jennifer Aniston. And then Vanessa's taking the view of where it's going in the plot. And so as far as like the differences of these episodes and whether you liked it or not. So, which I kind of agree with both. I think Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't find Josh, is that his name, Josh?
Joshua.
Yes. Joshua. I don't find him that interesting, or I don't find this interesting.
No. In fact, I was even thinking when they were, I think it was when they were sitting in the room, I was like, what is she seeing him? Like, I don't like even be dating in real life. And I'm so sorry to say that, but it's just what I thought.
Well, but it's fun to see her, like, you know, keep up in the ante and keep, you know, when she, I mean, and she looks fantastic in that black dress. She looks fantastic. And it is funny, a side note, when Joey tells her to zip him up and he zips it down, it's like, I've never done it that way before.
Yeah, I mean, she does so much. Like, but it's funny because you think about all the things that you would do, like, in high school or middle school, if you saw, like, a crush walk by, like, oh, I need to walk down this way because I know his class is over here, so let me rearrange my route. Like, just stuff like that, you know?
And I don't understand why he hasn't asked her out. I mean, obviously he likes her because he keeps going to buy suits and that sort of thing. But I don't understand why I still don't really get it.
Yeah, neither. Same thing. Like, he's handsome, but he's not like super handsome. He's cute, but he doesn't really have a personality, and that's why I don't get either. Like, he doesn't really have a personality. He's just a cute guy that comes into her work. So what is she really falling for? But also, it's like, she never really had a work for a guy like we mentioned. So
I think that's what she likes most about it, is that he doesn't, he's not all over her.
Yeah. And so she's,
it's more of a challenge.
Yeah. And so she does, her immature, she kind of shows her immaturity in a sense of trying to get attention for him, with him, you know, by doing all these things like sexy black dress, fake party, and then the cheer uniform. It's just, it's funny because it's like, you know, Ross has this full on relationship with Emily, and she has like, she's just trying to get his attention. So it's completely different dynamic.
I mean, that could be part of the whole thought too, is that Rachel, since Ross does have a relationship, Rachel feels like she needs to move on too and to date somebody, and this is the, you know, the obsession of the moment for her. And, you know, this is kind of the first time she's been really obsessed, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, the first time I've kind of seen her kind of go after a guy.
But the cheerleader out for cheerleader kind of
hilarious.
It's hilarious. It's a little desperate, but it's very funny that she goes that far.
I laugh. And I, Vanessa, were you a cheerleader? No, did you? You were
I was a song leader, but it was, you know, we were cheerleaders basically.
Yeah.
What everyone would call. So you know, we had the cheer uniform. We had the whole, you know, everything.
Yeah. I was a basketball cheerleader because we had different squads for our high school. So during football, I played volleyball, but during winter season, I didn't have a sport. So I was like, oh, let me just do basketball cheerleading. And I still have those uniforms, but I cannot fit into them. I cannot for Rachel, and I cannot fit in them anymore. I have more woman curves than I did in high school. So it's like,
I haven't even tried. I mean, because they're so tailored to your body that I don't even want to try. Yeah.
Everything's so tight because they can't move, you know, you have to have everything stay, you know, otherwise you don't want your skirt falling off, you know, during the cheers. But my nieces who are 17, 18 actually fit into them. And I think within like last year sometime when I went home, my mom was, you know, cleaning out the garage and she had that whole bin of like all my high school stuff. And so they put it on, I got pictures of them and it fits them perfectly. I'm like, oh, you guys want a Halloween costume? And I told my mom, don't throw those away.
So funny. I have them somewhere in my in my garage. You know, they were pretty pricey uniforms too. They're not cheap. So have them.
So expensive.
Yeah, but I thought it was so funny too when one thing I did notice in the similarity was Ross playing rugby. He got totally hurt, you know, for Emily. Oh, and Rachel also got hurt for Joshua. She lost it too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know, so she lost a tooth, but in reality, it'd be way more severe than that if she did lose two. So there'd be blood everywhere. She'd have to go get it right away. But it is funny. It's like every time she tries up the ante and she thinks like the cheer uniform will be like, this will be it. And it's funny that I've had this instance before. It's like giving her a really real American send-off. When I went to Ireland and they were asking, I stayed with a friend's parents and they're asking like, you know, in high school and what we did. Somehow it came up. I thought, can you show us an American cheer? So I did.
But, all right, we'll take a quick break and come back and continue the conversation about Emily and Ross and where this is going.
Yeah,
let's do it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, and we're back. So, yes, we're talking about Rachel and kind of her desperate attempt to get attention from Josh. And we think, you know, that she has been really good acting. Her comedic chops really showed off in this episode.
Yeah, and I mean, so desperate. She plates in the bottle. It's like,
Doctor was in it.
Was really random. Why was he there in the first place?
Yes.
The atmosphere of a party?
Yeah. Yes, it's easy because it was such a fake party that it's easy to bring somebody else, like, say, hey, we're having a party. Okay, come on up, you know, so it was kind of funny, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so let's talk about Spin the Bottle for a little bit because, okay. You know, you see them spin the bottle and Joey has to kiss Emily, what, three times?
Two,
very almost funny. Three, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
no one's happy about except for Joey and Emily.
Yeah.
And he says, welcome to America, you know. So okay. It's kind of like, so that was really funny. And, you know, Rachel goes, oh, my turn. So she gets excited because this is her opportunity to kiss Josh, Joshua. And so she spins it and she gets Joshua. But then the baby kicks. So everyone gets excited and her opportunity is ruined. So ruined that everybody gets up to feel the baby kick while she's on the floor like a dog, like looking for Joshua, trying to kiss him. And she kisses him, the back of his leg.
It's so hilarious. Like, what the hell? But then, you know, somehow it's all works, but not necessarily based on tonight, because Josh eventually tells her, I didn't need six suits to wear to work. I don't wear suits. So he actually confesses that he actually has a crush on her, too. And so it's funny that, like, she had no idea because she's just kind of, like, off of her own land trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So we'll see where this goes.
I'm glad it worked out in the end for Rachel, especially because she was really putting herself out there.
I do like the conversation that Rachel and Ross have out in the hallway, yeah. Too, where she kind of encourages him to continue to pursue Emily, even though they said it was only going to be a 2-week fling if he really likes her. So,
yeah, and this is where, like, you think that this is a goodbye party. Emily's leaving the whole time. He's like, wants to have a big night for her. And you think it's going to end. Like, 2 weeks, that was it. But this is where it continues. So finally, we get to see, like, where is this going? And they're going to continue the relationship. We'll see more episodes. So it's nice that she can kind of, like, help them through it, too. It kind of shows the development in their relationship, you know?
I thought it was sweet.
Yeah, because I think all in all, you know, they're friends, too. And that's what friends do. And even though you might care for someone and you want to be happy with them, you have to give them support that they need, because that's what, like I said, friends do. So I like that too. I thought it was sweet.
Can we talk about removing the bra? That is hilarious. That
that
Joey suggests that she talks about removing the bra because there was a moment. You can totally do that.
I do it easily.
What? No.
Of course.
If it's
kind of do it all the time. No, easy.
With, like, through the shirt and out one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that Joey suggested this and he thought it was Footloose. It was actually Flashdance. And she was, he thought she was a something, but she was actually a welder.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I haven't seen Flashdance in so long. It's been a while. So when he mentioned it, I was like, I don't remember that part. But
I don't remember that part either, but I remember her and the
Yes. Everybody knows that dance. Yeah, everybody knows that dance. The water coming up. Yeah. I go.
But then she doesn't do it right, though.
Yeah.
She can't get it off because you got to take it through the other side.
Yeah. I mean, that would be me trying to get it off because I've never done that.
Yeah, but also, here's the thing. The uniform is very tight, so obviously she's going to have trouble.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that darn uniform. We should, Vanessa, do you have an old photo of you in your cheer uniform?
I do.
I do too. Let's post it.
Okay, you guys should totally post that.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah.
From high school, because I have several from like middle school too, because I like throughout, who was here. So, but I'm not going to do any cartwheels or anything.
All right. So we usually don't talk about gaffes in the show or, errors and things, but there was one that was just so glaring I have to bring it up.
Okay.
So when Emily comes into the apartment, you can see the Magnadoodle says, when Rachel comes in, Ross is writing on the Magnadoodle and he says, Joey enjoys the, and then Rachel opens the door.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Emily comes in minutes later and the door closes and it says, Joey eats little and a squiggly mark. So there was clearly a different cut or a different scene there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
But also, too, later on, the board was changed to Emily Sia with Bon Voyage crossed out.
Because they couldn't figure out how to spell it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It said Bon Voy, V-O-Y. And then you could tell they're like, we don't know how to spell that. Line through it. See ya.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was very cute.
I love how you guys noticed the Magnadoodle, but I never noticed it. I've noticed it once in an episode later, but that's the only time I've noticed, but not in every episode like you guys did. You guys are great.
I think I really noticed it because you brought it up saying that it plays a huge part in the series and also, the little notes that they leave. So now when I see it, I think I just gravitate towards looking to see what they're going to write.
It's
a little Easter egg that you want to look at every week now.
Yeah.
Or every episode now just to see what's on there.
An Easter egg, that's exactly what it is. And so, yes, part of the main decor, like the foosball table, that door frame, which I have, on my pop socket.
Yeah.
It's like one of those little things. So,
That it's where the door frame, the keyhole frame, or the peephole frame is.
Yeah. Oh,
I see it a lot.
Is it on Monica and Rachel's apartment and Joey?
Their old apartment.
Oh,
big apartment.
It's like underneath it.
No, the frame is off and it's on the other apartment now.
Oh,
Monica moved it.
Oh, she did. I didn't even notice that either.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how funny. It goes.
It looks weird on the tan door instead of the purple door.
Yeah, because we're so used to doing it on purple door. I didn't even notice that. I'll have to look at the next episode.
I'm ready for them to move back.
It'll happen. It'll happen soon. I promise. Yeah, I know, because it doesn't. Whenever they're doing the scenes in that apartment, it just doesn't suit them,
Yeah. One thing though I want to bring up is the whole party thing and Gunther being there. Why was he cleaning?
Gunther.
Like, why was he Gunther? Yeah, he was wearing an apron. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah.
No.
He's only wearing an apron. He goes, and he tells Emily that he loves Rachel.
Yeah, like that's his girlfriend. Random. That was ex. Yeah.
Oh, his boyfriend. That's right. His boyfriend.
So random.
I guess because he has nothing else to do, so he figures he may as well clean. He probably does that at the coffee shop.
At the coffee shop, like he's used to it. Like that's just his duty. He's used to it. It's like somebody that's a good chef, they come by and have them cook.
It's interesting that he's kind of on the periphery and maybe getting a little more into it, but he's still on the periphery. And he always, it's not like, some characters become main characters and shows later, but he always, I guess he's always going to stay on the edge.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like always that sub character that will always be the sub character.
Yeah.
But it's funny when he does come in and stuff, so I'm okay with it. But anyways,
how's his foot?
I mean, his foot is fine. We reached out to him. I mean, who knows at this point?
Hopefully, we still have six more seasons, and he's throughout the whole series. So hopefully, eventually, he'll make it.
There's still plenty of time for him to
get
us.
Yes, so
that's true. We're only on episode 89.
Season 4. How many more do we have to go? 5.
Six.
Six.
There's ten. Well, wow. we're halfway through season four. So maybe technically five. But anyway, coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Phoebe is seeing Triple, and Ross and Emily declare their love for each other. So if you like us, give us 5 stars and then comments. Vanessa, you have a comment?
Yeah, so it was really cool to see actually over the holidays somebody leave a comment on our – it was more of a message, but any feedback that we see is pretty good because, I don't know, it makes us feel happy that you guys like what we're doing, and it makes us excited to do it even more. So somebody, Miss Quamcut Club, I don't really – know what that means. She said, or they said, hi, I just found your podcast and it's all I'm listening to right now. I was wondering if you guys have an email address, get in contact and share some friends info with you. Hope to hear back and thanks for sharing your podcast with us. So that was on our Instagram, and recently on our Apple, on the Apple podcast app, we went up to 5-star ratings for our podcast.
Wow. That's great.
Yes. It's such a nice, like, step away from everything that's going on in the world. It's just nice, but I find friends. I find comfort in friends. So it's fun doing the podcast and other people feeling the same way. That's cool. Thank you. Thanks. What was the crown something?
Miss Queen Cut. I can't. Let me see.
Well, if you left it, thank you. Thank you for the message.
Miss Queen Cut Club. Yes. I hope I'm saying it right. Yes.
Well, we appreciate you for listening.
Absolutely.
Yes, we appreciate everyone and hope you guys tune in next time.
Yeah, see you next time.